You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
There's a stat that I just saw in an article about how many times the average American moves in their lifetime. And I was floored by it. It was a number that was a lot higher than I thought it was going to be. Before I get to that number, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, let's see who has moved the most times in this room. Sean, how about you?
Eight times.
Eight times.
Yes.
It's a lot because you're young. Okay. John?
19.
Whoa.
That's pretty high.
He's old.
Whoa.
I'm 2 years older than you.
Sean?
That's a good counter, though. Good counterpunch, Sean.
36 years old.
Your hair says differently.
I mean, 19 times. That's a lot. Explain.
So I grew up in New York City before I moved here.
Yeah.
And you do tend to move like a fair amount more. Like I literally was writing it down and on the sheet in front of me, I've literally got Bleecker Street, 82nd Street, 85th, 74th, 89th. Like, you know, so all of.
And I think a lot of people, when they think about moving around, they think of moving from town to town and not just moving your stuff. And a move inside the city is a big undertaking.
Well, exactly. And moving from one neighborhood to the other, which I did a little bit of, too, is like moving from one town to another town.
Yeah.
It's such
new people, new places. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, also.
And you got to carry everything up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
Those New York City moves are hard.
They have elevators.
I mean, but it doesn't always fit.
Okay. So, you know, the average person moves within 5 miles of their own home.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. Mm. Now, Raven, how many times have you moved in your lifetime?
17 times that I can remember.
17?
Right.
19?
That I
wrote
down.
That's a lot.
17 times that I remember. Well, I mean, listen, first off, I just wanted to wander. I went walkabout when I got out of high school for a while. That took me down south. That took me out west. But then, you know, at some point you start chasing the jobs, too, in radio. I mean, it's one of those businesses.
Yeah, which is why I've been lucky that I've got to kind of stay where I am when it comes to radio. I've moved 7 times, and to me, that's a lot. Now, remember, we're taking college out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you count the ins and outs of colleges, that's a different story. Just take college out, like you literally moved. 7 times to me, it seems like a lot, and I never want to move again, ever.
I mean, you're half of the national average, so it sounds like you're ahead of the game.
No, not even. National average is 11.7 times.
You're one ahead of half the national average.
0.7? How do you move 0.7th of a time?
11.7.
Let me explain to you how averages work, Sean.
Please don't do that.
Don't
now.
Do that.
No. So most people find a new place to call home every 7 years, which... I guess, like, when you become an adult and you get settled, I can see, like, once you have your family every 7 years moving. But 11.7 times, to me, seemed like a lot. But for you guys, 19 times, 17 times, that's a lot of moves.
I'm averaging about every 2 years. I typically move every 2 years.
Huh. 1-800-330-9999. Who has moved the most? National average, 11.7 times. That's how many times a person moves in their lifetime. Can you beat that? How many times have you moved? 1-800-330-9999. Sarah?
I think about 17. Not counting college or back and forth in the summers.
That's a lot.
That's how many I have.
Yeah, I'm counting on my fingers, too. So maybe there's a few more. But 17 houses, most of which I bought and sold, but a lot of moves.
So
I still have things in boxes.
What took you from place to place? What was it? Was it investment opportunities? Was it... a job that you were following? What was it that made you move so many times?
Academic jobs and change of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When your work leads you, right, I think you get used to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah, it depends on what you do for a living. You're right. Yeah.
Some jobs you have to go after the job, and the job is obviously located someplace else.
Yeah.
Hey, Emily, how many times have you moved?
I've moved 9 times
not including my parents' home.
That, see, that to me seems more normal than this national average of like 11.1.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
36.
Okay, so how many more moves do you think you have in you, right? Like, I mean, none of us are in our dream home, but let's
I'm
say.
I'm in my dream home. Well, I'm done.
Congratulations.
I'm done. I'm never moving again. Never.
You're lucky. So I just bought our home 2 years ago, and I am already looking for a new one.
Yeah.
See, but I'm the opposite. Like, I'm just, this is good. I don't ever want to move again. I hate moving so much.
But you suffered a lot. Mm-hmm. In leading up to this, right? Sure. And then you took your time this time.
Yeah.
Right. So, yes. I mean, that makes a difference.
It may not be the biggest house on the block. It may not be the most fancy. But you know what? I don't ever want to move.
I don't want to point out the obvious either. You're also a little bit older than her. So you're at a different position.
Not that much older.
See, I knew you were going to get upset.
Yeah. Maggie, how many times have you moved?
So I'll tell you like this, okay? In 1 year, one time I had to move a total of 5 times.
Oh, my gosh. Were you an adult? Were you a child?
Okay, so to be fair, I was a college student.
We haven't been taking those, but we'll make this an exception because this sounds like a high number.
Just graduated, and I was moving into my first apartment.
Yeah.
And needless to say, I did not have good judgment. So the first apartment turned into apartment 2, and then 3, and then 4, and then 5, and then next thing I know, I was on a friend's couch.
Yeah, and you should be on a blacklisted landlord's list, too. What's up with these busted leases all over the place? You know what?
Don't worry about my credit score.
It's funny because if I heard that story and somebody told me that they were young when it happened, I'd feel bad for them. When, you know, like you're telling me you just got out of college, I feel bad for your roommates. It's just funny how that works, right?
I can't imagine anything more difficult than having to move all those times. Oh, 1 year?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I did it once every, like, 10 years, and that was more than enough for me.
Honestly, at the end of it, I had basically, like, a carry-on version of all of my stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My first year, it was like an air mattress. It was like why not? Why drag this thing around from place to place and then figure out where I'm going to let it sit? I'll just blow up my bed. No problem.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.